flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If I'm a Chiefs fan and I'm thinking about the Super Bowl and you're like, we beat these guys a couple of years ago. We'll do it again. Slow your roll. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Different team, lots of the same players, but lots of different players. And one of the areas of concern for the Chiefs is making sure that Patrick Mahomes is upright. Guys, he was sacked 36 times in the regular season. Believe it or not, they're back in the Super Bowl, but that's the most he's been sacked in his career. Another 5 times in the playoffs. Here's the concern, Mike, because this Eagles defense, and you guys, we've been talking about it, whether it's Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter, or, you know, these guys coming up from the outside, Josh Sweat and company, they get after it. And Joe Tooney, who's been playing left tackle, Mike, has been somewhat suspect, but he's not the only one. He's been playing left guard. He's a left guard. They moved him to tackle. And, guys, they've changed that position 3 different times this year where they've had 3 different guys try to play it, and they had issues. I don't know if Tooney's going to be there probably when the Super Bowl rolls around here, you know, on February 9th, Mike. But I'm telling you right now, if you are saying, hey, Mahomes will be fine and, you know, he has escapability and all that stuff, man, the Eagles, this is their strength, or at least one of them, Mike, and I think this may be a weakness for the Chiefs.
Right. I mean, how many memes have you seen about Juwan Taylor's false starts for the Chiefs, right? The big man, he rocks back, and, you know, everyone sees it. Well, that's another one of those calls they get away with. But, yeah, they've had some issues there at the line. But then again, some would say that's mitigated because they got Patrick Mahomes, who can make guys miss and can buy time outside the hash marks in the pocket, and Andy Reid will come up with something. But you're right. This Philadelphia Beagles team, right, with all the dogs on it, is just – it's better. I mean, all these guys have matured from, you know, it's 2 of the last 3, as you mentioned, the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, but this team just has it. Remember, they really couldn't stop Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts doesn't, I know I say it all the time, he doesn't fumble, they're back in sequence with scoring, and they win that game.
That's right.
And then the Chiefs just 8 o'clock in the end kicked the field goal. But, yeah, I mean, I know you asked me earlier, I would lean towards the Eagles right now. We got 2 more weeks to figure this one out. But and everyone's talking about Spagnuolo. What Spag's going to come up with? Well, again, you know, what is Kellen Moore going to come up with to kind of get his guys in a place to make? How do you stop Saquon Barkley?
I don't know. Nobody has this year.
Seriously,
nobody has.
You know, that's and then AJ Brown. You got so many big weapons. Devontae, you goes without saying. And Dallas Goedert. I mean, those are rock stars. You know, we kind of think if Pitts was his thing, we'd have the similar kind of makeup of our team.
Yeah, I agree. N'Kobe Dean's on IR, but they still have Nolan Smith. And, you know, to your point about all these dogs that are contributing. And the secondary is good, man. I mean, Mitchell's been solid at the left corner. We talked about Gardner Johnson, who's been there at safety. And then Darius Slay is well-respected and a hell of a player. And then you had Cooper DeJean. This defense is going to challenge Mahomes in a different way than they did a few years ago, Mike. That's right. Just what it is.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean is like this hybrid sort of safety corner that can do run support, but then, you know, won't get embarrassed if he is asked to cover. That's what makes him so athletic.
Yeah, I think when we, you know, get to a little bit deeper into this and we start talking about, to your point about the Saquon Barkley thing, look, you got to pick your poison. We said this about, you know, the teams that were going to like the Commanders. You have to say, okay, I don't know if Jalen Hurts, and by the way, 2 more weeks, he'll be healthy. Okay, whatever you saw.
Right. That knee bent backwards.
Yeah,
right.
He's going to be fine. But going into last week, it was, okay, I don't think he's healthy. Let's make him throw the ball and stack the box and not have Saquon go off. And then the first play of the game, he breaks one. So I'm not sure, but I will tell you, if anybody can figure it out, it's Spags. And Steve Spagnuolo has been tremendous. He was up for a couple of head coaching jobs, but guys, he's the best defensive coordinator. And I don't know, Mike, just because it is Mahomes, if he gets the credit he deserves. But you said it. Maybe the play of the game last week was not on the offense. It was on the defensive side.
Right.
It was the blitz.
Right. We talked about and how quickly, you know, they were all over, you know, again, by now everyone's seen the video and how quickly they're all over Josh Allen. And Josh Allen still almost gets a testament to his athleticism.
Yep.
That's why I invoked Peyton Manning. You know, great quarterbacks lose championship games, doesn't define them. Eventually Peyton got there and Josh will get there. But he gets that ball out there. And man, if Kincaid can come up with that, and it did hit him, it did kind of cup it under his arms. But the reason the Chiefs are saying, like, we'll allow a free run on the tight end because there's no way he's going to get that ball to him. And again, they didn't send all the corners. It wasn't a complete jailbreak, but they sent that corner. It was so well disguised. It was unbelievable. He's right on him. That's the stuff that he did, and that's why Romo was just kind of gushing because it's like so innovative, something you hadn't seen all game, and they pull it out at the moment of truth.
Well, you got to pick your spots, right? And I'll give you an example. This is why I think the Bills failed. Early in the game, short yardage, fourth and one, third and one, Bills said, we're doing the tush push. We're going to do the Josh thing over here.
This no imagination.
This is what we're going to do over here. We're going to do it all game. And they showed their hand. The Chiefs, in that moment, Mike, playing your zone, playing little man, playing your zone. And then they did that. You got to pick your spots. And that's the brilliance of this, not going all in early and saying, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it all game. Because eventually the Chiefs stopped it when they needed to.
But that's that phrase you always hear, and coaches say, and fans kind of roll their eyes, and we even heard Ulbrich say, you know, self-scout and look at it. But that's where, if you are Joe Brady and company, you got outsmarted. Because we said, and Romo was all over, talked about, look, this is the tendencies. If you watch the film, this is how Buffalo executes their short yardage. Josh is going over the left guard. And that's why, you know, aside from the one play where they kicked it out to James Cook, and he makes an unbelievable leap in the end zone. That's why I was railing yesterday. James Cook was just a one-man gang. I know he was a little banged up. They taped up the ankles. But I just think I guess the argument, if you're Buffalo, I'm going to lose with the ball in Josh Allen's hands and he's the size of a friggin' linebacker. Yeah. I just thought, man, it was too...
But you got to help him out.
It was too predictable. You just said it. The unpredictability of the Chiefs versus the predictability of the Bills, and you don't put the ball in James Cook's hands. He only touches the ball like two or three times down the stretch. Was dumb.
It's also the brilliance of Andy Reid. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, think about all these kooky formations and sets that they've run over the years, right? You know, guys are running around in the backfield, and you're like, what are these guys doing? Some of that is for show. Some of it is just for, we're going to give you a different look, so when we get down here later in the season, you got to prepare for it. Mike, I used to talk about Kyle Shanahan all the time, setting you up for later in the game. Andy Reid does the same thing with Patrick Mahomes. And so that is the thing. Like, we line up one way and you go, okay, I think they're going to do this. And then they do something completely different and it's wide open because it's unexpected. They did it last Super Bowl. They did it on Sunday. And they'll try to do it again against the Eagles in 2 weeks.
So right now, I mean, do you feel, where you think the money's going to come over to the Eagles on this one? I mean, you feel right now, or you feel more fans familiar with the Chiefs will then throw it at the Chiefs,
well,
and the number goes up?
Mahomes has reached Brady status with, I don't bet against him. So you have a lot of bettors who are going to just sit and say the same thing we said for years with Brady. He doesn't lose these games. I can't bet against him. And then you have the other side of that, and that's the crowd that goes, okay, he's got to lose one, and this is going to be the one because this team is built to beat him, and so therefore I'm going to go against him. But this is really about betting for or against Patrick Mahomes. That's it.
Yeah, playing in his fifth Super Bowl at age 29, losing to Brady in the first one. You know, and you think, okay, all right. I mean, this guy is now crossed over, and Andy Reid now is up there in the Belichick conversation because, you know, it's...
Well, he's two wins away from the all-time playoff wins.
And not to mention Belichick, you know, did it. You know, yeah, his Cleveland experience was a serious learning curve. That's why they fired him. Whereas Andy Reid eventually got, but did everything but win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia and took them 2-1. So, yeah, all of a sudden you get into the conversation, and also we get the impression that Andy does it the right way. Right. You got to have a great quarterback. You go back to Bill Walsh. He had Joe Montana. Everybody, Bradshaw was calling his own plays for the Steelers. People forget that, you know, for Chuck Knoll.
Yeah.
But Andy Reid, that's why I said, you and I were talking about, is there like a Chiefs fatigue thing? No, man, I'm down with it for one more roundup, okay? Once more around the track with the Chiefs, and then maybe I'll say, all right, I'll throw in the towel. By the way, if you missed Guy Talk, the Chiefs do have an edge on the Eagles. because they beat Kirk Cousins. Anybody who lost to Kirk Cousins, the farthest the team's got that lost to Kirk Cousins was the 49ers, who did lose to the Chiefs. Who got beat by Kirk Cousins in the regular season.
You believe it?
I mean, if you're looking for something goofy, but I mean, I don't think it has any bearing because I think this is a better – I think the Chiefs are the same. They're less dynamic offensively, but the Eagles are better.
I agree. That's exactly where I'm at. 404-726-0929. The good news is they get to prove it, and we all get to sit back and watch and see what this is going to look like. But as we continue to talk about this game that I think is going to get a monster number two, Mike, by the way.
Right.
It's rare where you get two teams that put on a great Super Bowl 2 years ago that are now back and you have familiarity and guys that you know. Like half the team, for most of these, both teams, are back. You know the Kelce's and the Mahomes and like some of that stuff hasn't changed. Jalen Hurts was the quarterback. The Barkley, Saquon wasn't there, but AJ was there. Right? There's a lot of familiarity.
Came over from over Tennessee.
I think it's going to get a monster number when it's all said and done. And the way that happens, obviously, is if it turns out to be a good game. And if it's a three-point game again, Mike, it comes down to the end, everybody will be, online talking about
it. What about halftime? Kendrick Lamar. Some people not blown away by that.
Does he have a special guest? Has that been announced?
They're going to have. They haven't said it yet, but they'll be, they're always throwing the cameos.
Is it SZA? Okay, yeah, because I had saw some. Yeah, all right. So, well, look. Again, you know me, Mike. You're not going to please everybody.
We're not talking football. We're just talking the entire entertainment package.
Yeah. You're not going to please everybody. I don't know, unless you're doing this mashup of various genres. Right. I don't know how you please everybody, but, is he a big enough star to handle it? Yeah, he is.
Carl, they don't speak to me, the rock and roll fan. Yeah. We're out of the mix. Yeah, they have, like, Maroon 5, it's pop music. I don't know, can you work Lenny Kravitz into this thing? Give me something.
What about you as the hater, Mike? Because there'll be a whole bunch of Drake hate this halftime show. Mike the hater, will he appreciate that?
Yes, I will. And again, if you're new to the show, I'm generally a ball of positive energy when it comes to the Falcons until it's time to not be. And that generally starts before camp. And this year I have sworn that we will not give you positive energy. At least you're getting any positivity if we're going to be doing the shows at Hooters again this year. It's coming from Carl Dukes.
Well,
I'm going to be over here on the side. Well, arms are crossed. I don't believe it until I see it.
First of all, I don't believe that. Positivity to a certain extent. I mean, listen, it depends on what we do this offseason. By the way, and we've talked about this, this is what's...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Different. This internet fame is different. Chris just mentioned to me, and we said this about The Weeknd. Like, people are like, The Weeknd? Kendrick Lamar weekly has 84 million listeners, or at least downloads, to his music weekly.
Oh, you know, I'm out of the demographic. Like, you know, anybody over the age of 34, they don't give a crap as far as the halftime show.
But the point is, do they? I don't know about that. I would say that the point is we don't pay attention to that stuff. And because of how music is now, with the downloads, Mike, and the views and all of this, it's just different. And so when you start putting that into context, you go, what's that equate to worldwide? Like, these artists are big enough. It's like with Usher, and people are like questioning that. Usher not big enough to play Super Bowl? Come on.
Age, I just found an Advertising Age article from 2 years ago. Obviously, the NFL, 18 to 49 is the sweet spot.
It is.
Know, they're talking about 18 to 34. And for females, it is 18 to 44 as far as, you know, to their, if there was ever going to be market research about what you're trying to get to and who's going to be the, you know, the difference maker, that's why what you're looking for are the pop artists at halftime.
The NFL is weird, though, Mike, because you know what? Usually older demographics spend the most money. Mm. Younger NFL viewers spend a lot of money.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.